This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Boldy skates onto it in the corner. Centering pass, Kachuk, check from behind, tries a back shot, score! Held in by Faber at the right point, long shot, score! Team USA takes the lead! Zone entry, score! Long wrister from Kachuk! Austin Matthews off to Gensel, score! Matthews to Gensel! Michael to Kachuk, score! Second of the game for Brady Kachuk. Orensky shoots. Score on the rebound. The second on the power play for Matthew Kachuk.
I think they use for... So this is the goal song for Team USA.
Yeah.
Freebird. I think they use a remixed version of it.
They do.
It's called Moonlight.
Yeah,
Freebird.
It's like a bass boosted version.
Yeah.
All right.
That slaps too, though. Not gonna lie.
I just checked. I confirmed.
Slaps. I just used slaps.
That Freebird was indeed on Guitar Hero. It was Guitar Hero 2.
It's how Guitar Hero 2 ended. It was the final, like the final boss. When you played the story mode of Guitar Hero 2.
A boss.
Yeah. The final song you played in like the story mode of Guitar Hero 2 is you played all 11 minutes of Freebird while you were getting abducted by aliens.
Wasn't
not making that up. That's real.
Wasn't the first time you found and played Guitar Hero was like a transcendent experience.
100%.
Right? Just
100%.
We've all played a lot of video games in our lives and had games with what this game does. What?
Yeah. And I would have discovered a lot of like. My dad used to play classic rock a lot, so I would know like a lot of those songs. But the first time I would have ever heard Freebird was playing Guitar Hero. Like, oh, this is the final level. What is this song? And then it just never stopped. Like, I'm sure the first time I would have done it, like, I would not have known how long the song was. And you just keep playing and keep playing. Like, I'm just keep strumming. I'm keep hitting these notes.
Yeah.
When does it stop?
I can tell you the first time I heard Freebird, it's, again, like, what are the odds you remember the first time you heard it? I can tell you the first time I heard it was at the Darien Lake Laser Light Show. You know how they do that laser light show
at
the amphitheater?
Yep.
It was part of that 1 year, and I was that was the first time I ever heard Freebird, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Yeah. Freebird also, as if you've been to Nashville, maybe this is true in other cities too. Nashville obviously has like a band on every floor of every bar everywhere. And there was a common rule throughout all of Nashville that if you wanted Freebird, you had to pay like five times the amount for a normal song.
I once paid $50 to play Freebird on the third floor of Tootsie's.
It'd be they would tell you too. It'd be like, it'd start like, all right, $10 for a song, $50 for Freebird.
It was the end of the night.
They would make it clear.
And the band was like, all right, we got one more song. And I yelled out Freebird, and they were like, $50. And I was like, done.
They also, like, a couple of the bands I remember that got asked for Freebird, like, they really don't want to do Freebird.
It's not exactly.
They don't want to do Freebird.
I mean, the guitar solo there is, you know, that shreds. But the beginning
of it. Probably takes a lot out of the guitarist, though, if he's trying to have a night.
Sure.
But they're just draining him in one Freebird play.
But if it's 3 a.m. at Tootsie's and it's about time to go home, they start that song. The start to the song is people are going, I'm going to bed. Like, this is a slow start.
You like just start it like 3 minutes in?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, Team USA wins. Freebird rains down.
Or the Moonlight Freebird.
Can you get the mixed version? Can we hear? Let's play it a little
later. Get the Moonlight Freebird is pretty good, too.
Is it modernized?
I think it starts with an eagle screaming.
Hey, that's something.
Yeah.
Jeremy and Joe, good morning. It's Four Nations Friday after the U.S. got a win over Finland. They blew them out 6-1.
Is Freebird, by the way, like the most overplayed song ever? Like, is it popular?
All right, here's your question.
I feel like I've heard Bulldog rant about Freebird being like...
How many songs have become a parody of themselves in how well-known they are?
Yeah.
Freebird's on the list. I also want to say Stairway to Heaven is on the list of songs that...
Okay.
Again, I'm not saying it's bad, but just...
Yeah.
Wayne's World, he's going to go buy a guitar, and he starts to play it, and the guy says, no Stairway to Heaven. There's a sign on the wall that says, no Stairway to Heaven. Uh-huh. Like, you're not allowed to play that. How many songs achieve that level of popularity or... just complete, and everybody knows the song.
Yeah.
Isn't that YMCA? Aren't a lot of these wedding songs?
But a lot of those, I don't know if you want to be in that club, do you? Like, I don't want to be in the same club as the YMCA song.
And if you were making royalties every time the YMCA got played, you might want to be in that club.
Sure, that's right. You got Moonlight Freebird over there?
Are we going to notice the difference in Moonlight Freebird?
Oh, yeah, you'll notice.
So this is the eagle screech, and then...
I think we missed the eagle screech, but it works.
Oh, yeah, okay. So this is the goal song?
This is their goal song. Yeah.
Okay. They're playing this in Montreal and Boston?
There it is. There's the beat. I don't know they're playing this in Montreal, though.
True, because... Well, I mean,
would they? They're the road team.
Night. Yeah, they did. They played it last night. You could hear it.
But
in
they
the
were
arena.
In Boston last night, weren't they? I think they were in Boston.
No, they were
last
in Canada.
Night.
They play the first three games in Canada, yep. And then the next three games in Boston.
Yep.
Yeah, Austin
really?
Matthews
That's,
was in Montreal
went
last night.
3-3.
Yep. Okay,
gotcha. That's why why the atmosphere wasn't as crazy.
Of all the things that are happening right now, whatever. There's a lot going on. Owen Parker, you're over there running our video, our YouTube. I feel like your dad. Bulldog, hearing this version of Freebird, without even being someone who would defend Freebird, I feel like he just spit his coffee. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Make sure whatever happens, he hears that on the show this afternoon.
I just
want to see his face.
This version, just on a loop.
Just
in the background of the show the whole time.
Give him the bass.
Like, guys, something happened with the audio board this morning. I don't know what to tell you. You got to do the show with Moonlight Freebird under you the whole time.
You might be into it. All right. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe on WGR. I had a quick Eichel thought that kind of leads to another conversation if you want it.
Okay.
Because we had Paul in Buffalo call in and say how it's nice to watch Eichel and root for him even though I hate him, was his quote.
Yeah.
It's nice to root for him again even though I hate him.
Mm-hmm.
And where does, if we can kind of look back, where does the blowing of all that rank on the all-time Buffalo what might have been's? What if? Of all the what ifs, what if they didn't blow it? And the concept that every person that they had that was good left and won cups, it is truly incredible to remember, to have lived through. I was talking to somebody yesterday I emceed the Upward Niagara Chamber of Commerce Award Ceremony last night. We're talking about the Sabres there. I was talking to a guy who said he was explaining to his kids, who were just starting to get old enough to understand, that all of these players that have won the Cups used to play for the Sabres. And he's talking, like, explaining this to a kid who's just really starting to catch on to hockey.
it's kind of an incredible thing to say. Oh, yeah, that guy, he used to play for us. He went and won the cup. And then there's this guy, too. And then there's this guy, too.
It's wild. We just kind of, it's not weird to us, you know?
It's almost a little bit like having Niagara Falls. Someone from the outside is like, look at this thing. You have this amazing thing. Like, oh, yeah, that's right. We do have that. We do have this thing where three franchise cornerstones left and one Stanley Cups with three different franchises.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Yeah. Where is that on the what might have been? Do you think about that?
Once in a while.
Like, if they didn't blow Michael Reinhardt O'Reilly, if they didn't blow on whoever you want to put the blame on, a GM, an owner...
Well, it's on a lot, right?
Sure.
It's on multiple GMs. Sure. I mean, I guess...
Without playing blame, just... It really obviously should have worked. Could have worked.
It should have worked. They had players good enough, and this has been confirmed since. They had top players that were good enough to win Stanley Cups. Like, for themselves to win Stanley Cups.
Yeah.
But they needed to get a lot more right than they got right. So had they done that, had they, you know, recognized that Ristolainen playing 26 minutes a night probably wasn't a very good idea 5 years before they finally figured it out and did a bunch of other stuff along the way that was smart, picked the right coaches. I mean, yeah, I think about it a lot. I think that you're going to have a tough time ever repeating that level of talent at the top of your lineup. I mean, especially Eichel. Right? Like those, watching him last night and watching how elite he is at everything, offensively, defensively, playmaking, the pass they just showed on ESPN that he made to Brady Tkachuk, who's flying down the wing, his speed, the shot, like there's just, everything is there. Everything is there. He's a center. He's got the size. Like there's no element of his game that's missing. And like I love Tage Thompson. But there's elements of Tage Thompson's game. Thompson's not the skater that Eichel is, right? He's not as sharp as a skater, I would say. I don't think he's as good defensively as Eichel is. He's maybe as good of a shooter. Is he as good of a playmaker? Is he good at possessing the puck? Again, I don't need to make this Tage versus Eichel, but I don't know how easily you're ever going to just get a guy like that.
Yeah.
Right? Like we were wanting a guy like that you had Briere for 4 years. Since LaFontaine, like you've had a couple in your franchise's history, and to have one and do nothing during the time you had them should be a black eye on their organization.
I mean, it definitely is.
Yeah,
And when you think about the others, like O'Reilly, okay, he was a little older and, I mean, obviously like an important player. And Reinhardt, maybe more of a, whatever, a producer, but not as impressive physically, right? Like Reinhardt
can... always about smarts.
Right. He plays a different style like that. Yeah, watching Eichel in a tournament like this or games like this, like I said, I'm not trying to put salt in the wounds, but if you just watch him, the way Paul said it kind of struck me, not Paul Hamilton, but Paul in Buffalo, when he said, nice to watch him again, even though I hate him. Maybe you can't even bring yourself to watch the formations because you're still so mad about it, or you're mad at the Sabres.
There was a stat about, here it is, the five guys they all brought in like that 1 year span. Eichel, Reinhardt, O'Reilly, Kane, and Leonard. Throw them in too. And those five individuals have more playoff wins between the five of them than the Sabres have in their history.
In franchise history.
Since they left. They have more playoff wins since they've left than your organization does in their entire history.
Yeah.
Like, I think more about the blame part of it, though, I think. More than like the what could have been. Because the what could have been, they never really were close. Right? Like, how many things do they need to do differently for the what could have been to have been realized? It's a lot, isn't it? It's not one decision. It's not the Bills with 13 seconds where what could have been is, oh, if I just did one play differently, maybe I win the Super Bowl that year. This is, I needed to do like
a million
five different things on my blue line. I needed to do like three different things in my bottom six different. I needed to do coaching things different, GM things different.
And if you had done all those.
Because they didn't do anything right couple of players.
They did so many things wrong. But if you had done all those things, you wouldn't have just won a game. You would just have a very healthy franchise. That's just it. You would just.
Yeah, they'd all be locked up, right?
I watched highlights yesterday. We just had recently. I mean, the anniversary of Flight 30407 has just passed, and it was the anniversary of the game right after. There's a Sabres account.
The Sharks game.
Yeah,
right?
The Sharks game.
Yeah.
There's a Sabres account that sends out, you know, highlights on this day, and it's on this day, 16 years ago there, where they beat the Sharks. And the highlights of that game, think back to that season, Joe. That's not a season, that's 2009.
2009. They didn't do anything.
They don't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
They don't make the playoffs. But watching those highlights... Watching Reve's goal with 3 seconds left and the building and the buy-in and everything, and then a shootout with Miller. That's a team that didn't make the playoffs, and I'm tearing up watching the reactions in the crowd. Watching what it was like in 2009 to not, you know, have been, even though that is, again, a non-playoff year. It's pre-drought.
Yeah.
But it's just mediocrity, and it's just completely embraced as whatever. It was hockey. It was us. So, I don't know. That's a little bit of a digression off of the story about what they did wrong. You just have a healthy franchise. You could just live that life again, finishing in eighth. You know, competing like the Blue Jackets are right now. Anyway, it's Four Nations Friday. We're not trying to bum anybody out with the Sabres. We're talking Four Nations because it's been great, and the U.S. ran through Finland last night, courtesy of the Kachucks.
I mean, they're. They had a shot too, right? Like the hope was here, you know, like that atmosphere. Do they have that at times during the first cycle year? Like,
oh yeah,
I'm looking right now. They averaged 18,500 in attendance, which was like top 12 in the league that season. That's not even by percentage; it's by total. By percentage, I think it is top 10. That year, they sell out the arena for a scrimmage game between their prospects because everyone. Like, I guess I'm more thinking about the Eichel part of it, that he was their best player. He was their most important player. You brought up the Marcus Foligno talking about him the other day, about how the competitiveness got mistook for...
arrogance and cockiness. Like, he just wanted to win. Yeah, that's Marcus Foligno in a piece by Michael Russo of The Athletic relayed that when the trade was happening, that Foligno endorsed to Bill Guerin, like, go get this guy.
Yeah.
Go get him.
And like there's so many elements of it. Lance Lysowski wrote a couple weeks ago, we were talking about it at one of the Bills games, about how Eichel wanted leaders around him.
Veterans.
He wanted veterans around him. And like he almost like help me, don't just leave me on an island here to be like the leader of this team at 21 years old. Like, help me out a little bit. And they just... In what way did they really help it work?
Did they help him work,
help Reinhardt work? Like, they had each other, right? But what else, man? Like, yeah, I get sunk into the blame of it, I think, a lot quicker. And really, my mind goes right to Ristolainen. Really, like, I don't even mean that, like, kidding. The guy that played the most minutes on those teams, the guy that was on the ice the most, was the one guy that wasn't good. Like, it's not a coincidence that of all the important players from those teams that have left, have all won except that guy. That guy hasn't done anything since he left. He's been bad, and he hasn't made the playoffs. So I don't know that that's a total coincidence. I think the number one thing they did wrong was the only guy that played more night to night than Eichel did, than O'Reilly did, than Reinhardt did, was that guy. And he stunk the whole time.
803-0550. Steven Batavia on the Four Nations. Hey, Steve, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. So I have an interesting situation. So I play NHL on the PlayStation every Friday night. About 15 of us in our 40s, we get together. None of us have ever actually met each other. We just kind of connected online. And we're from all over the U.S. and Canada. And tonight we decided, hey, in honor of this tournament, let's take the guys in the U.S. versus the guys in Canada, and let's play a 5-on-5 game.
Sweet.
And I'll tell you this, guys, it turned into something a lot bigger than I thought it was going to for a freaking video game. And we are all trash talking each other in our group chat. And again, none of us have ever met. And we're all just like become friends. It's our social life, basically, because we're all in our 40s with kids. And Friday night, we're going at it tonight in a U.S. versus Canada game. We made our own jerseys. And it's going to be, I would like to think, epic. I can update you guys next week on who wins. But there's a lot of pride involved when it comes to representing your country. It's unbelievable. So that's just something I wanted to share with you guys because it's cool, you know, a cool twist we're putting on this tournament, and I think it should be fun. So enjoy your weekend, and hopefully the USA bombs Canada tomorrow night. That's a poor choice of words. Beats Canada really good. I think that'd be amazing. So enjoy your weekend, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, Steve, thanks.
Thanks.
And represent us well. 5-on-5. I've never done the video game where you play, I shouldn't say never, I don't ever consistently do it where you control just one guy and you're like a hockey player out there.
Yeah.
Playing 5-on-5.
We have five of us. I would say that's probably the game I play the most is that. And are ESHL on NHL. But are you a bunch playing, of us. We like, all are our own guy.
You're playing left defense and you're playing, you a stay at home? Are you responsible?
I am a very aggressive left-hand defenseman, which is why maybe I've been put at right wing lately.
It's been working. They don't let you back there anymore?
No, you got to take the good with the bad, you know? Sometimes you're going to get, you know, six goals because of it, and sometimes I'm going to be way up in the zone and you're going to get a 2-on-1 back the other way. So it is a very fun, if you're used to it, it's a very fun way to play those games. I don't think you could really do it with, like, the football games. You could do it with soccer, probably, but with hockey, it's great.
803-0550. Before, there was one point. Mike Kelly of the Mike Kelly NHL.com, I believe. Hockey analyst NHL.com.
NHL Network, too. Yep.
He tweeted last night at, what time is this? This is 11:07 p.m., so the game would have ended. The Eichel-Kachuk line against Finland, that line was out for a total of 6 minutes of ice time, the three of them together at even strength. And the expected goals for the Kachuks and Eichel was 88.9%.
Whew.
89% expected goals for them in the 6 minutes that they were on the ice. Expected goal percentage.
If you're not familiar with those numbers,
that's
like
what the Harlem Globetrotters
high 50s
get.
And 60% is usually like really good.
Yeah.
If you're in the 80s, I mean, it's one game, but still, that's insane.
It's also a win for the NHL. The Four Nations has been. We're going to get to Sal next segment. It's the Four Nations opening faceoff game, Canada against Sweden, was the highest rated U.S. game and passed the Winter Classic.
Yeah.
So,
and was their highest streamed game on the app Max, like, ever, I think.
Yeah. So not bad.
And the commissioner didn't want to do that for 9 years. It took him this long to realize there's value in this inside a format like this.
You know,
it's insane.
Let me take a little devil's advocate. Is it so good because it hasn't happened in 9 years? There's a small case to be made for that.
Small. But I feel like not strong enough to uphold the whole argument.
True or false? You just finished a month-long diet program, Whole 30, and your first meal after. How good was it?
It was pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good.
just maybe Gary Bettman's a genius. Just make them wait 9 years, and then, boy, they'll love it. No, all
right,
I don't.
That's what he's doing in Arizona right now.
Right.
You guys are going to miss it so bad that when we come back in 5 years, you're going to be, he wanted for labor negotiations.
I know.
He's a lawyer. He wanted it to get an extra 2% of revenue. That's it. Also, one other context really for that real quick. Another huge reason they didn't go, huge reason, is the last two Winter Olympics were in Korea and China, right?
Yeah, time zones make
time sense. Zones and playing in markets where hockey is not a thing at all. Right. Like that was another huge determining factor.
803-0550. Sal, when we get back, he's got his state of the tight ends up at our website, WGR550.com. We'll get a little football in here. Plenty of football coming up as we go. We'll talk Jets on the Aaron Rodgers dismissal. His future, their future, what their interest could be at quarterback. That's coming up at 8:30. Lots to get to here on WGR.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.